Thank you, Ricardo. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this, the first of our Q2 series of prospecting calls. Today we're going to talk about Tivoli NetCall Performance Flow Analyzer, and we have Richard Gleeson, who's the product manager, and we also have Jeff Glive from our tech professionals here in the U.K. on the call. Richard will take us through the deck that I hope you all have in front of you, and he'll talk about what the solution is and the pain that customers have, where our opportunity is, and who we can talk to. We've got some good qualifying questions in there and some couple of case studies, and Richard will talk about the competition and objection handling. So, as we say, we'll do question and answer at the end. If you have any questions, please come forward. If you think of anything later, the contact details are at the back of the deck, so then please ping us. But right now, I'd like to hand over to Richard and ask Richard to take us through Performance Flow Analyzer.
Okay, thanks, Bob. If you'd all like to jump to slide two, today's agenda, what I'm going to cover is the basics of TNPFA. I'm not going to go into much technical detail. I'm going to talk about how TNPFA can be attached to your cloud, dynamic infrastructure, and IT asset management sales engagements. We think this is a good opportunity to chase with this product. So I'm going to cover the solution on a high level, the opportunity, who to target, what to say to prospects, and cover a few case studies. So if you'd like to jump to slide three. So what is TNPFA? TNPFA, the acronym, of course, is Tivoli NetCall Performance Flow Analyzer. It's a tool that stores and analyzes IP flow information. Now, IP flow information is enabled at the routers and switches. You log into the routers and switches, you enable it, and it sends flow data records up to TNPFA, and we use that information to manage and bill and secure the network. So what does that flow data tell us? What's the point in enabling that? Well, it tells us something that we can't get through IP statistics or we can't get through any other tools. It tells us how much network bandwidth is being used, who's using that bandwidth, for what, and how it's being routed. Now, all that information is very useful and for a number of scenarios that I've been going through in this deck. Now, most customers, you'll probably hear this flow information being referred to under the Cisco name, which is NetFlow. So the keywords to watch out for here are typically NetFlow, but there you may hear other keywords being mentioned, which are either a standard equivalent of NetFlow called IPsix or other vendor versions of NetFlow like Juniper Networks, cFlow, and cFlow-D, Huawei's NetStream. So those are the kind of words you've got to look out for with customer engagements. That's the kind of thing that the customer will refer to for these kind of opportunities. So if you jump onto slide four, there are multiple usage scenarios for TNPFA. That makes it quite unusual compared to most Tivoli products because it's theoretically possible to make multiple sales within an account to the different audiences. We haven't done that to date, but the nature of the scenarios mean that it is possible to do that. If you jump onto slide five, sorry. Yep, slide five. The first scenario is usage and counting. I've just realized there's a problem with the deck that I'm looking at here. So the first scenario is usage and counting, and this is used for bandwidth usage monitoring and billing. So whether this would be a cloud provider, a public cloud provider, or an internal private cloud provider, or even a network service provider, the NetFlow, the IP flow information, can be used to monitor clients' usage of bandwidth going into the data center or into the network interconnect, and that can be used to drive billing. So in this scenario, flow data is typically enabled on the boundary routers and the interconnect switches so that it's a central point where you can monitor all the traffic that's coming through, and you can look at who's using that traffic by judging to whose servers or virtual machines it's going to. Now, the typical users and buyers and sponsors of this scenario for usage and counting would be the billing architects, the product managers who are dealing with the network service or the virtual machine service or storage, or the service offering managers. So there's going to be people who are interested in the commercial aspects of selling and charging back for the service for a public cloud. For a private cloud, it might be an IT manager who's interested in doing chargeback and things like that. If you jump to slide 6, which is security, for this scenario, we use the flow data inside the network to look for internal security threats. Now, that might be viruses, Trojans, and so either this tool will provide insight into new data patterns, which will be symptoms of a root cause security problem, such as a virus or Trojan, or it can be used with other security tools, like the ISS prevention intrusion systems, and it can be used to historically diagnose security problems. And I was given an interesting example of this yesterday by the ISS folks that talked about one of the biggest credit card frauds that hit TJ Maxx in the US. They actually had a Trojan placed inside the firewall, and it had been there for a number of years. And when they finally detected it with one of the prevention intrusion systems, they used a product like TNPFA to look at the flow data and discover that this Trojan had been slowly pushing credit card details to a Russian server over the course of 2 to 3 years. So it gives an overall context of security threats and background you couldn't get from any other kind of tool. The next scenario then, if you jump in onto slide 6, is network management. In this scenario, IP flow data is used for network usage, traffic analysis, traffic composition, so that's saying what's in the traffic. So, for example, you may see you have a lot of web traffic. This tool will tell you that whether 80% of that traffic is, for example, going to YouTube and Facebook and things which are non-mission critical. You can see how your bandwidth is getting sucked up. And you can also, from that, see help with capacity planning and trending. So you can see the various impact services are having on the bandwidth in the network, and if they're services that are affected by quality of service, such as VoIP, you can check how they're being routed, so that if it's being if things like voice are being routed in a non-optimal way, you can check this tool. You can look at the next hop analysis, the route analytics, and see whether things like voice services are being routed in a way that you don't expect, and therefore your voice quality is deteriorating. And typical users of this will be your standard kind of network guys, your operation managers, your network engineers, and you'll typically enable flow and a lot more routers and switches to do network management properly. If you jump onto the next slide, application management. Flow data helps application management in the same kind of way as network management. You're probably talking about people who are going to be using an installation rather than purchasing an installation. I think it's going to be associated with the network management because I think those are the guys that are going to buy. But application managers will be users of the system. So when they're looking for interdependencies between systems, you can reveal that through looking at the traffic between systems. And if you're looking, trying to diagnose application performance problems, then you can look at, find out how interconnections between applications and services, how that's being impacted by the IP network that's carrying those connections. So application management is pretty much an offshoot of network management. I think those the main buyer for that is going to be network management, not the application managers. So if you jump off the next slide, Dan, talk about the focus of this presentation. So I've just talked about 4 scenarios, and TNPFA can be used for all of those things, and we don't want you to exclude any of those sales engagements. However, the focus of this presentation is on the usage and accounting scenario for a number of reasons. One, it aligns with the key marketing message around DI and cloud. And we want you to leverage that and put TNPFA into those clouds. And, of course, that DI and cloud is a very hot sector. There's loads of leads being referenced. It's aligned with the main IBM marketing machine. Another reason that the product was designed for this purpose, the history of this product is it came out of Zurich Research. It was originally called Aurora, and the product was designed from the ground up for the usages and counting. So that was the IBM e-business data centers. It was designed for monitoring the traffic flow and billing traffic usage back to those clients. So architecturally, we're different from, I believe, all the other products in the field, because we were designed from the ground up for high capacity, high granularity, and so we are well aligned with this usage scenario. So our market readiness for this is green, it's best in class, we've got no competitive gaps, and this should mean that you get a really high win rate when you chase these opportunities. So in Q3, we'll be repeating these presentations with more of a network management focus as it coincides with some enhancements that we're providing in TNPFA 4.2 release. In Q4, we'll do another set of presentations, and these will be with a security flavor. We're currently putting plans in place to do some really interesting things with the ISS guys, integration with their Preventure models. They previously OEM'd a product called Arbor PeakFlow, which is equivalent to TNPFA. That's ended, and we'll be looking to partner with them and enhance TNPFA, so it's got more of a security flavor, and so that they can go to market and target the security segment explicitly. So if you jump to the next slide, then I just want to put in here to underline the growth opportunity that there is in cloud. Obviously, this is something that IBM is strategically targeting. For infrastructure services and component supply, the revenue between 2008 and 2012 is likely to triple and double, with a growth rate of 40% and 23% respectively. So this is a good opportunity, and you should be seeing plenty of leads coming up in this space. So if we jump to the next slide, then how does usage and counting fit into cloud? Well, cloud services can be defined by a number of aspects. One is the on-demand nature of the service. The other is the ubiquitous network access to the cloud services. Others are resource pooling, standardized offerings, and of course the model for the cloud service delivery is kind of the online internet services model, the hosted services model. And that's what everyone is trying to replicate within the data center, whether it's a public or private cloud. And of course, service usage and billing is a critical component of that, whether it's for the public cloud where you're actually billing a client, or whether it's the private cloud and you're doing accounting back to the departments and services that actually consume the resources. So whether it's public or proud, whether it's public or private cloud, real usage means accurate billing, and it means an accountability and improved, optimized business, all those kind of things. Now, if you jump on to the next slide, a number of you are probably thinking and associating usage accounting, well, don't we have TUAM for that? How does TNPFA match with TUAM? That's what we're already taking as part of usage accounting for cloud. Now, the significant differences between TUAM and TNPFA that I want to underline, and I want to underline that they're complementary, not competitive. TUAM provides a much broader set of usage and accounting tools and policies. So it looks at a wide variety of IT resources, databases, virtual machines, servers, storage. It provides costs for those resources that are consumed. So if you request a virtual machine, it'll put a cost of, say, $50 a month on that virtual machine for a certain size. It also allocates costs, so you can assign a cost to a department and then add invoicing or chargeback. So it's a broad set of accounting tools and policy management. Now, TNPFA is significantly different. It's focused on this scenario, the usage and counting scenario for cloud. It's focused entirely on network resource usage. It's been purpose-built for this. For ultra-high scalability, it's got a very unique in-memory architecture with no database, so it doesn't get slowed up by writes. And on a standard server, dual-core, with 8 gigs of memory, it will do 50,000 flows per second. So it's been purpose-built to do usage and accounting on network flow data. Now, it doesn't do any of the costing, and So it will typically integrate into something like TUAM or another billing system. It will send the user's data and allow another system to actually do the costing, to do the billing, the invoicing. It will let another system take care of that. Data collects the flow, aggregates, and provides the user's data. So it does the huge number crunching to drive the accounting and billing systems. And it does things like 95% percentile usage calculations, which is a traditional bandwidth billing calculation to get rid of burst, make it more acceptable to a consumer. So it provides those things, and it talks to a wide variety of flow protocols, as I've already mentioned. And so that's very different from TUAM. It's got a specific role in doing usage accounting for the cloud. If you jump to the next slide, then we've got a reference. This is the IBM eBusiness Data Center in Markham. So this is an internal but separate department in IBM that offers cloud hosting services in Canada. And part of that, it provides internet connectivity as part of, the virtual machines or servers that provides that service. And in this particular instance, each of the clients agrees, has a contractual agreement for a certain pipe and a certain burst level if they exceed that pipe. And TNPFA is deployed there to monitor the usage of the client bandwidth and ensure that it stays within the pipe. And it sends alerts if the pipe is exceeded and the burst level is exceeded. In this particular instance in Markham, it isn't linked directly to the billing system. What it does is just check contractual pipe levels. There is another example of the equivalent e-business data in Germany where TNPFA is actually used to drive the billing system for the bandwidth that's actually consumed. So it's kind of a more active role in billing for bandwidth consumed from the data that's monitored. But this is a good usage and accounting reference because these are large IBM data centers they demonstrate how critical the capacity of our system is. We've got another, on the next slide, we've got another example that just came from the WinWire. Now, I haven't been involved in this. I'm not too familiar with the E-Trade. Now, it's a network management scenario, not a usage in accounting, but it was largely on the back of the huge capacity that the system supports. And so that was really very relevant to this deal because they check the ensure the performance of their trading applications. They look at the pipes that the trades are sent over, and they ensure that other things aren't consuming the bandwidth that would then interrupt the service of E-Trade. As I said, I don't have too many details on this. This is relatively new to me, but they've agreed to be a reference, so expect more details to come soon on this. Now, on the next slide, how can you get started for usage accounting? Well, what we'd like you to do is to leverage your strategic account engagements in dynamic infrastructure and to attach TNPFA. So everywhere that you're already talking about DI, it's to raise the question about how they're monitoring usage for the cloud service, specifically network usage, how are they charging back for bandwidth consumed. For private clouds, how the network usage is being charged back to the departments, and how much of it or what applications are using for a specific amount of network usage, and to help manage the private clouds. If you're about to deploy new services, this probably helps you get a visibility into what impact a service expansion or a new service is going to have onto the network. And additionally, if you're involved in a TSAM or CloudBurst client engagement, again, similarly, to raise the question of network usage monitoring. And if you have TUM in those, you may have TUM already, putting forward TUM, but even if the client has a competitive system to TUM for IT chargeback, again, how they're approaching network resource usage. And remember, this product, unlike all the competition, was designed from the ground up for IP flow usage and accounting. And the scalability there is a significant differentiator. So for public cloud, speak to the product managers, the service offering managers, the billing architects. Those people are all going to be interested in how they're billing and monitoring for their clients, their customers, how they're using how they're using the network, and for private crowd, speak to the IT managers and the network engineers to see how they're accounting not only for the higher level IT asset usage, but also the network. Let's jump on to the next slide then. We've got the target segments. So again, this is pretty much what you'll already be familiar with going after DI and cloud engagement. So for public cloud service providers, they're going to be your data center hosting like IBM's or Computer Center in the UK. They might be web hosting companies, people like Hostalia or Fast Fusion in the UK, or software as a service vendors. So they're going to be people that are going to be interested in looking at how their clients, what share they're taking of the network capacity they're provisioning. For private cloud operators, well, that's literally anyone. I suppose it's mostly the high end of the industry, the utilities, the energy companies, online retailers, anyone who's moving to an internal cloud model to help. Ask them how they're mapping network resource usage departments and applications and even to users. If they're interested in the asset management, in the chargeback, they should be just as interested in doing that for the network. Lastly here then is the communication service providers. These could be people who are just offering network connectivity, whether it's broadband, Ethernet, MPLS. These people there are multiple ways that these people may charge for bandwidth consumed. Even if they're doing billing from the switches, it's still worthwhile talking about TNPFA. I had an example a couple of weeks ago with Star Communications, and they're looking to deploy potentially TNPFA to give usage reports to their customers. So it's not specifically billing, but what they want to provide is reports to their customers about what is using the bandwidth that they're providing. Now, those customers could deploy TNPFA themselves to find that, but it's more efficient. It's nicer. Star can offer this as a premium service where they look at the how their clients' bandwidth is being consumed, break that down into the services, applications, traffic, and give that as a service to their clients to show them how their traffic is being consumed. So if you're on to the next slide, competitive information. So you'll notice there on TPFA we have a couple of red bits that are being addressed by roadmap. So we have some competitive gaps that affect network management and security scenarios, and the back end of this year we'll be addressing those gaps. As I touched on already, with ISS, we'll be in collaboration with ISS, we'll be curating a security theme, and later on in the year there'll be some exciting stuff coming through for that. Right now, usage accounting, you're good to go right now for usage accounting. This is why the focus of our sort of enablement and marketing this quarter is on usage accounting. It's best in class right now for this scenario. You'll have a good win rate. Scalability, setup time, reporting, granularity, 95% calculations. Product was purpose built for this, unlike the competition. So we think you get a good win rate there. We think you get plenty of leads because it's aligned with the DI and cloud stuff and asset management, and that's what we're proposing you focus on with this product. So on the last page then, this is just a summary then. So it's a simple proposition for usage and accounting attached to cloud and DI. Product was built for this, so be confident that you can sell it. You won't be wasting your time. We got references for this. Please make sure that anytime you're going in talking about cloud and DI, that you at least add a slide on TNPFA and broach the subject. We've just created a number of client decks to help in this effort that which are broader than TNPFA, so it includes TSAM, CloudBurst, TUAM. We're just finalizing those now, and when they're done, I'll send some links to the software sales workplace where we put them through JChapel. That way you'll have some predeported decks for going to clients with cloud and DI with the complete portfolio. Hopefully that will help you to include TNPFA in those conversations. And we'll also be working with our colleagues on other products and marketing for other products to ensure TNPFA is included in the broader cloud and DI engagements going forward. And that is the end of my presentation. Jeff, do you want to mention the new flash?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. If you just step onto slide 19, you'll see there is a newsflash that we're actually running a proof of technology session in Hursley on the 11th of May 2010 for TMPFA. This is actually the second of the sessions that we've run, of these types of sessions that we've run. We ran one in March. It went extremely well. Jason Banfer was there, and his comment was it was the most successful POT he'd ever seen, which is quite a nice thing to say. We emphasised there the ease of installation of the product and the ease of deployment and also the ease of use. This thing really does sell itself. If you get the right techies in front of this product, they just love it because it is so easy to use for a variety of different reasons, which we won't go into now, but it really does beat the pants off the competition in terms of ease of use. And you'll see a comment at the bottom of the slide there from Mark Whitehead of Star Technology. So Richard's already mentioned that Star Technology are very interested in TMPFA. They came along to the first of these sessions and were very impressed indeed. They're users of an existing system, a competitive product, but they're running into some fairly significant performance barriers with that product. So they came to us to see what we had to offer. And as a result of the POT that they attended back in March, they've now decided to go ahead with a full-blown proof of concept, applying the product in their own environment. And in fact, Dino Stavrou, who ran the proof of technology with me down in Hursley in March, is currently on site at Star, just talking through with them exactly how TMPFA could be best configured for their requirement, which, as Richard has already mentioned, is really a usage monitoring and reporting tool that Star can provide to their customers as a premium service. So the experience we have is that when customers get in front of this type of event, they love it and they really want to go ahead and move forward to further steps. So I would encourage you very strongly to speak to your customers and see if they would like to sign up to this event in Hursley, which is free. Lunch is provided as well, so there's all sorts of incentives to get down to a lovely part of Winchester that Hursley sits in and take a look at the product. That's the end of my pitch, and I guess I'll hand back to Bob or Richard to just round off.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Jeff. Thanks very much, Richard. We'll open up the lines for questions, and then we'll have a little wrap at the end. So, Ricardo, can you please open the lines for questions?
Yes, thank you. Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. So we have a question on the line, coming from the line of Mr. John Seyel from Zurich. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thanks, guys, for the presentation. Very informative. I like the spin on how we can attach it to the cloud opportunities we have. One question I have specifically around our current install base of the Tivoli NetCool solution family. What are the plans? Can you guys send out a deck or provide a link to everyone or to Bob so we can distribute on how we're going to integrate TMPFA into one omnibus? And secondly, how we can integrate it into ITNM IP, because there's a lot of valuable information. You understand the flow across the infrastructure, et cetera, which could be very valuable to fill a gap with ITNM.
Yeah, so I can talk to that a little bit. Because the product came out of Zurich Research, it didn't come with any sort of broader integration with Tivoli. We're having to do that functionality now. In the next release, we're adding integration to Omnibus. We're adding an SNMP thresholding and event sending in the next release. This is kind of what I alluded to when I said that the network management of this product will come aligned with the next release, because we've got a kind of a number of key gaps for network management. I mean, things like automatic thresholding, event forwarding, TIP integration. You know, there's a number of things that I would consider quite key for going after the network management audience, so that we better integrate with Omnibus and IT CAMs and things like that. And that's kind of why we're proposing that kind of spiel is focused at the back end of the year, because these are quite critical gaps that need to be addressed. So we are looking at those things, but I think for most of the answer for TIP, Omniverse integration, this is roadmap stuff coming in the next release.
I can just step in there as well. On the UK perspective, what we're doing is that the tech sales group here are putting together what we're calling an EPOC, an extended proof of concept. It's kind of like a package proof of concept where we're taking the integration facilities that are already in TNPFA, which, as Richard said, are not yet fully productized, but we're taking what's there and integrating it, in fact, with Omnibus, with ITNM, and also with Proviso and a couple of other products as well, to demonstrate the way that TNPFA can help in an application scenario. I don't think we'll be showcasing the actual integration capabilities of TNPFA itself because they're not quite there yet, but we will be emphasizing and demonstrating the way that it can help in the application environment.
Yeah, I should clarify my comments. When I talk about things like Omnibus integration, things, I mean out of the box, standard typical Omnibus integration. There is, of course, an API delivered with the product that allows all these integrations to be added on with services, but obviously that's not as consumable as we'd like it to be.
John, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does, Bob. Thanks very much.
Good. Ricardo, do we have any other questions on the line?
Thank you. At this time, we're showing no question. Once again, star one if you'd like to ask a question. Thank you. There's no more questions on the line at the moment.
Okay. Well, I think we'll move on. And I'd like to thank Richard, and I'd like to thank Jeff for their input this morning. If there are any questions that people come up with, the contact details are at the back of the deck. The last slide has got our contact details on. Please don't hesitate to ping us. We'll get out any answers we can to you, John. Also, for the POT at Hursley, there is an invitation link that appears not to work on the deck, so if anybody's got any customers they want to invite, please either ping me or Jeff, and we'll make certain you get a live copy of that flash that went out, if you haven't already got it in your mail files. And we'll try to get some more customers down there. And if you've got any customers that aren't going to be able to make that, but you still want to take this to, let's just get in touch with Richard and make this happen. So, again, thank you very much this morning, Richard, for your presentation there, and thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll give you back the rest of today. Good luck. And good sales. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you all for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.